You know what time it is? We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy, I'm gonna give you something to drink now. Here I am in Puerto Rico, in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle, on the Isle of Enchantment, hitchhiking the ET Highway at our flagship station, providing this broadcast for you, my producer, Sam the Animal Still, along with investigator Shelly Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And Shelly, it's a beautiful time of year. It's spring. People are flooding into Western North Carolina. I know that sometimes there are lines out the door to Wright's Coin Shop. For people who have never been to Wright's Coin Shop, let's talk to that person who has, for whatever reason, never even listened to this show before, just discovered it tonight. What can you tell them about Wright's Coin Shop?
It is a fun place, and it is the oldest coin shop in Western North Carolina. It's huge. It has a full line of supplies and collector coins and bullion and currency. And Dad just worked up a whole big batch of currency that we just put out today. Friday? Wednesday? I don't know. All my days are running together. But we just put it out. And it's a fun place. It's a wonderful place. And every time you come in, whenever you're on vacation or lunch break or whoever you are and wherever you're from, every time you come in, you're going to find something new, because we are always putting new things out. And it's just, it's a wonderful experience. And you can take advantage of all of our experience and ask all the questions you could possibly think of about collecting bullion or just collector coins or whatever. Ghosts. I have lots of people asking lots of things.
Lots of things.
I mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, basically there are people out there who may have never purchased gold or silver or coins, and it just doesn't seem like something that they can relate to. But the reality is you can walk into Wright's Coin Shop with $20, $30, and you can start that process of taking the paper money, which may or may not have any value tomorrow morning when we wake up, that's the truth, and you can actually convert that into something that has intrinsic, tangible value. And we never have to talk to people who have been to Wright's Coin Shop when we talk about Wright's Coin Shop. We're talking to people who haven't been there. The people who have been there, they keep coming back because they love taking their money and literally turning it into more money, seeing their money transform into coinage that will only increase with value over time.
True.
And what, and I think it's very important for people to understand, you guys are a family business.
Yes.
And you don't take commissions.
No, we do not work on commission.
Okay, so I want everybody to understand that, because when you watch TV and you see these infomercials and they're like, oh, call us now and we'll hook you up, they're talking to some person in Kalamazoo who is just trying to make as many sales as possible to get their percentage of commission. Mm-hmm. When they come to you guys, when they call you up, and people can call you and do long-distance business as well, when they call you up, you're going to give them real advice, and that's why you guys have been in business for over 40 years. So, I mean, tell people how they can get in touch with you and just begin that process. There's no hard sell, no weird stuff. How do they need to pursue you?
They can give us a call at 828-298-5402. Or come in and see us. We are at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, and it's very close to Biltmore Estate. other direction. It's the easiest place in the world to find. We have our own parking lot, our own building, a huge sign at the road. And if you still can't find us, just call us for directions. It's very, you know, very easy. And just come on in. Even if you don't buy anything, at least come in and get a feel for the place and what it's like and what we're like. And you never know what you're going to find. You never know what you're going to hear. We're usually talking about the show or some kind of strange something. But and we always have new things that we put out. Always.
Yeah, you know, your show is kind of like the local barber shop, so to speak. Like, you know, everybody goes in there and talks about everything under the sun.
We're like Cheers Bar, yeah. yeah, they do. They do. And we know everybody. We know their names. We know their birthdays and their kids' names and their wives. I mean, we know everything. We know what they collect. We know what they would want. You know, we, it's a family, and everybody is family, and we like it that way. We don't want to just see you once. We want to keep seeing you over and over again.
That sounds kind of creepy, almost.
If you go to speakingofstrange.com, there's a link to WrightsCoinShop.com, and that's WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. Once again, write this down. They are located at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. That's near the Biltmore Estate, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, or call Shelley Wright at 828-298-5402. Again, that's 828-298-5402. Let me ask you this, Shelley. Mm. You guys have been in business over 40 years. I know that you are in a relatively new building. How long have you been in this particular building?
Maybe 4 years or so.
Okay,
something like that.
And that's because you had to expand, which is awesome. You guys got so busy and so big, you had to expand. But I want you to just be honest with all of our listeners for a second. Shelley, I don't know. You don't have to tell us what the circumstances are. You don't have to tell us what the situation was. Have you ever been naked in there?
Never.
Now,
come on.
Now, yeah.
Ew.
Seriously.
No.
You've never been naked in that building once?
No.
There was never a horrible iced tea accident?
No, there was not. Nothing that would get me naked in there, no.
Okay, well, maybe you're forgetting things.
I am not forgetting.
let me help you dig back through your memory bank. Has there been an occasion where maybe you have to change clothes? And you just went in there, and could have been any hour of the day, could have been late at night, and you just stripped down, butt naked, and run around that space.
No.
She said no, Josh.
I'm working really hard to get a guess out of this. There has to. Okay, well,
if you go to sleep and you dream really hard tonight, maybe that'll happen. But no.
Okay.
Not in real life.
All right. Well, in that case, do you think, Shelley, that if you were to get naked in Wright's Coin Shop, and let's imagine that there were big bay windows all around Wright's Coin Shop, and you're running around, again, butt-ass naked. Did I make that clear?
You
butt-ass.
Did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think that you should be charged with a crime for being butt-ass naked and visible through those windows?
No. I'm in my own place. I mean, obviously, I should use better judgment, but it is in my own place.
Well, you know, this is a very real issue because I have a story here printed in the Huffington Post. It's from Charlotte, North Carolina. So we're not talking about something out of left field here. Residents in Charlotte are upset because they have a neighbor who likes to hang out in his doorway behind his glass door completely naked.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I thought he was talking about an old porn, but that's behind the green door.
Yeah. Oh, I did hear about this story, and, you know, people just really need to use better judgment.
See, the trick is, I was gonna say a two-way glass, but then you lose, you know, the exhibition factor. If they can't see you, then what's the fun?
The police are saying that the view may not be pleasant for certain people, but this man is not breaking any laws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, neighbors said this man has stood naked in front of his door several times a week for the last 10 years. Okay? Now, a female neighbor said, quote, "I was out rolling the trash can on Friday, and I just happened to look over there, and there he was standing butt naked." Neighbors estimate they have called the police 30 times since 2005. So over the past 10 years, they think they've called the cops 30 times. But police are saying there's nothing they can do since the man is naked inside his own home. They say it's possible that the naked neighbor could be charged with indecent exposure, but North Carolina law says he'd have to, quote, willfully expose the private parts of his or her person in a public place and in the presence of other persons, of another person or persons, end quote. And they say the fact that he does not step outside the door makes this act legal in North Carolina.
Amen.
Because we all like to walk around our house naked occasionally.
I noticed the other night that the way my blinds are, you can kind of see from a right angle directly into my living room.
Oh.
And I'm really tall, so when I get out of the shower or something, I'm walking around. It made me really titillated. So I've just been doing that a lot.
Okay, so Sam, you're saying you don't think that there should be any regulation about you putting your naked ass on display.
Well, I mean, if it's obvious that he knows what he's doing. The way you read it, it sounds like he's just lounging with like a cup of coffee, standing there with the robe open.
Yeah, I would say fire with fire. Find something that's even grosser than he is.
Well, who says he's gross?
I have no idea what that means. But we are coming up on a break, and when we come back, I have kind of an amazing story from the Great Pyramid of Giza, because apparently some people did something at the Great Pyramid that literally could have warranted the death penalty for them there. And yes, it's sexual. I'll explain when we come back. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange.
Lose yourself for a minute or two.
Dead man from a white oak tree, people sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night.
Get the Dark 30 out. on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and let me explain to you, if you don't know, this is the hour of the show that is not for the kiddies, okay? It's not for the easily offended. You should turn off the show or go to some other place if you don't want to hear some of the more sordid and seedy, outrageous material that you don't get to hear about so much in the mainstream media, okay? That's why we save it for late at night, so you've been warned. And, you know, these are all true news stories so far as we know, but it's not for everybody. And before I get to this next news story from Egypt, let me just also mention here, well, as you know, this program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And also, we want to give a shout-out to our buddy Christopher over at Christopher's Computers.
Hey, Christopher.
Hi. I'm here in Puerto Rico, and I am connected from Puerto Rico to Asheville through a Christopher computer. Christopher's Computers is in Asheville on Merriman Avenue. They've been voted number one by the Mountain Express poll. I mean, Christopher's a personal friend of mine, and I know when you get involved in computer business, it can be confusing. You don't know who to trust. You don't know who's going to rip you off, whether you want a new computer or you have a virus or your computer's just really slow and you just want to get it sped up. You can call him and his team and say, here's how much I have to spend. What can you do for me? I hope that you will do it because, again, I vouch for the guy. You can go to ChristophersComputers.com. Or call him at 828-670-9800. Again, that's 828-670-9800. And there is a link at speakingofstrange.com.
This is a little, not terribly off topic, but I was recently a judge at the food truck competition downtown at the Masonic Temple.
Yes.
And so I was sitting there, like, right on top of the seal on the wood floor. And I was judging. It was like my job to get paid to eat 11 plates of gourmet excellent food. And I saw Christopher and his wife there. I was like, what's up? It was pretty cool. Yeah.
That was a huge success. They had like 4,000 people that day who passed through there. 4,000 people.
Yeah, it was packed out.
Yeah, my friend Kerry Harnash put that together. And what
Oh, yeah.
What a success.
He was a he, right?
Yes.
Yes. I couldn't remember his name, but a nice guy. He was showing me he had some really cool drone shots.
Oh, yeah. Kerry, he's got a state-of-the-art drone, and he is getting just amazing footage all over Western North Carolina.
Yeah, and like someone like Biltmore was like, man, that looks scary because if you mess up on your controls, that's going to the bottom of the lake, you know?
Like, yeah.
And that was like did not look like a cheap piece of equipment, you know?
Well, you know, when you nowadays there are cameras everywhere, and you can buy these cameras that will fly around and swoop into volcanoes and you know look into glaciers and what, and so everybody's trying to figure out how to get an edge, how to shoot footage that makes a little more money, and that is exactly what leads us to this story from Egypt, headline. Egyptian authorities have launched an investigation after a European porn company filmed a graphic movie while visiting the pyramids. So, unfortunately, I haven't seen this yet.
I'll look it up.
I bet.
on my phone.
They say, okay, in the beginning, the footage shows that these quote-unquote tourists, because that's how they went into Egypt as tourists, are looking at historic sites, and a porn actress is taking this opportunity to flash the cameraman at various times. And apparently, and this just kind of adds insult to injury, she's also saying some derogatory things like, quote, this blanking sucks. What is there to look at? Even our resorts are better in Europe, blah, blah, blah. So they say that as this footage proceeds, she's continually flashing the camera at first, as she continues to complain about, you know, the quality of these majestic sites. What was that, Sam?
I'm looking up the porn on my phone. I didn't want to do it on the computer here at work. Seeing it now. It was nice.
Okay.
Keep going. Sorry.
So it says the actress tells viewers that one of the pyramids looks as if it's unfinished. Oh, God. She's smart. And it says she sounds bored by the tour. She talks about how the place is hot and sandy and one of the worst places ever to have sex. So anyway, they say the movie culminates in this woman and a male co-star having sex in the pyramids.
In the pyramid?
In the pyramids, yes. According to one news report, they say that authorities have been extremely angered by this graphic film, which features iconic locations around Giza and Cairo. The antiquities minister there says, quote, a set of sexually explicit scenes was illegally filmed inside the Giza necropolis by a foreign tourist while visiting the site, end quote. And he confirmed that prosecuting authorities are studying the movie and trying to figure out what needs to be done. It says the woman and her cameraman followed unsuspecting holidaymakers on a guided tour of the ancient sites. Another person says, quote, if the camera records confirm all this, the antiquities minister and the relevant security personnel should resign, end quote. But what's more interesting is that apparently, and I can't say this 100%, but I have received a number of reports claiming that she and her cohort, under the law there, would be executed. So if they had been caught flashing, not to mention having sex, they would probably be, severely punished. Who knows? I kind of doubt that if they were caught doing this that they would have been executed, but I bet you they'd still be in prison.
I found the unedited version.
Really? Well, okay. Well, hey, tell us about it.
Okay, well, right now, I mean, she's a cute 20-year-old.
What does she look like?
She's a brunette. She's wearing a yellow tank top and some short jean shorts. Mm-hmm. Right now she's walking at the pyramids, what appear to be the Great Pyramids, where Tutankhamun, no, that's not where he was at.
Hang on a second, Sam.
Yes.
You are a very descriptive man. Tell us what she looks like. Not just a brunette, what does she look like?
Okay, there's her face, finally. What does she look like, Shelley? From afar, I mean, she kind of looks like a young Angelina Jolie. She's
really?
Got full dark hair, probably a dye job. She's wearing sunglasses, full lips, on her face.
So she's pretty.
Yeah, she's not terribly thin. She's got a juicy booty, but not crazy. she's pretty. She's got a nice smile. Hair's a little greasy. Doesn't look like the brightest crayon in the box, but she's definitely cute. I mean, now I'm seeing her boobs now. They're full, probably a B cup, not huge, mm-hmm. but definitely a handful, a good handful. So there's that. I'm going to have to, during this break, I'm going to have to go check. I'm going to have to check this out a little bit more thoroughly, so...
Okay, well, we'll take a break. When we come back, Sam will give us a little bit more of what he's actually seeing there for those of us who are far too esteemed to look up this film. I have a story here about why a British Airways flight that was on a 7-hour journey turned around in just 30 minutes and headed back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour of the show we call the Dark 30 Hour. We talk about the more sordid and seedy and, you know, often disgusting stuff. You're listening to the show called Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Goit Shop. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I'm haunting every dream of ya, seemingly misleading ya, just to hear you scream because
notice that sweetest moonshine whiskey. Don't outside, you can drink some with me. Yeah. We've all got to spare. You know the day, cause we're so alive when we kill, kill, kill. We're coming to kill ya.
We're coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya. As I fillet your brains like Salisbury steak, I'll burp you up later for getting what I ate. Because
notice that sweetest moonshine whiskey. It's on outside, you can drink some with me. Yeah, we've all got to spare. You know the deal, cause we're so alive and we kill, kill, kill. We're coming to kill ya.
We're coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya. Coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya. Coming to kill ya. We'll all invade your butt. Don't try to stop me. We're not Oingo Boingo, but it's a dead man's party. So send your little hotties out on the front porch. We'll have them for dinner and make love to their corpses. I'm your carcinogen. The dark wins again. Rip your heart in 10 parts and grin again. I'll tear it again. Choke your neck fast with my dead hands. And for breakfast, I'll eat your sweat glands. And for dessert, I'll wear your skin as a shirt. Eat your muscles like chicken and throw your bones in the dirt. It'll hurt as we eat ya. Let the creatures defeat ya. And army your friend Johnny and a preacher. We're coming to kill ya. Let us in cause we're coming. We can't die trying. You can't try running. You're finished. Quit grinning. We're gonna win this. We'll mix your blood with gin and chase away the Guinness. Because
notice that sweetest moonshine whiskey.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and Dark 30 means, well, this is the time when you should turn off the radio if you are easily offended or if there are kids nearby. This is when we talk about some of the more outrageous material, some of the more sordid and seedy stuff, and that's why we save it for late at night. So bear that in mind. And if you just so happen to be just now tuning in, I also want to let you know that if you go to my own website, joshuapwarren.com, there is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com, you can select a menu item called Gallery of the Strange. And if you do that, you'll find some of the world's wildest ghost photos. You'll find some amazing UFO and USO images. You'll find stuff about psychic phenomena. And, yes, even a little category called the rabbit hole. And if you so choose to click that one and jump down the rabbit hole, well, you're going to get a wide mix of weird stuff. So it's all free. It's all fun. And I hope that you'll check it out. There is no period after the P if you go to joshuapwarren.com. Before the break, Sam the Animal Steel was talking about this pornographic actress who is in heat, no pun intended, for getting it on in some of the sacred sites in Egypt. You want to tell us anything? I mean, you're there. You're looking at what she was up to, Sam. Anything else you want to
illustrate? Well, how deep do you want me to take this?
Well, you know, okay, we don't want to go too deep, but just what are you seeing there? What did they do exactly?
Okay, so they get off the tour bus. Okay, well, I need to find. You should have given me a little warning. I could have pulled up some romantic music. You know, I need something to talk to.
Well, okay, well, let me be very specific. Are they in the pyramid, or are they somewhere else?
Well, this is not a full video. It took me a while of looking to find this. Mostly it's like edited out screen grabs or whatever. This is about a 6.5 minute long video, unedited, but it's not the full thing.
Okay.
Right now, so this is what we see. You see the Sphinx in the background.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Plain as day, I'm looking at the Sphinx. I'm also looking at her nipple. She is standing with both of them in frame. She has pulled down the yellow tank top to reveal a nipple, a tan-lined nipple. I love tan lines. I can't tell you how much I love tan lines because you're not supposed to be seeing that. You know it was covered up at one point.
I like tan lines.
Now he is squeezing the nipple, and the Sphinx is watching.
Well, okay, let me cut to the chase. I understand she's flashing all this stuff outside.
Okay, now there's a male genitalia involved now. I'm looking at I'm looking at it, Josh.
Are you seeing them engaging in something?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
Where do they appear to be?
They are at the pyramids. It's pretty clear. You see a lot of sand. You see a lot of people. There's a tour group, and he's just kind of he's pulled the maneuver, the whipped it out. He's whipped it out.
Okay, but are they outside the pyramid?
They're outside. Maybe I've never been to Egypt.
No, I haven't either.
But it looks like one of those places that's old is dirt. You know, I mean, it's like it's rocks and everything. But maybe it's like an alcove that has like a water fountain in it now or something. They have
they're getting it on like with the backdrop of the pyramids.
Yes.
And
now,
from what you've seen,
now he has put whatever away, and they're walking now towards the pyramids. And she's clothed.
Uh-huh.
But up until this point, it's been a little flash here, a little flash there, and then all of a sudden you're like, hello.
So it's not like there's footage of them in the middle of the king's chamber on top of the sarcophagus.
No, I've fast-forwarded a little bit, and now they're in a tour group, and they're going into, I see security, some Egyptian security. He kind of looked at her. He's like, hey, how you doing? But then he was like, I can't do this. This is wrong. She completely just whipped a boobie out in the tour group line. Like, totally, but nobody saw it, nobody seems to have saw it. She was pretty stealth about it.
So she's playing
out
the camera very skillfully here.
Yeah, and that's not only risque, it's risky, because, you're in Egypt. I wouldn't be whipping stuff out. No. I've seen locked up abroad.
She's risking her life by whipping a boob out, basically.
But look, we're talking about it on the radio, and I'm watching it on my phone, so they're doing something right.
Well, that's why we're talking about it, because as silly and crazy as it is, this is a reality check. Like, there is a part of the world where if you pop a boob out, you can go to prison and maybe even get killed, and she's doing this. I'm not saying that it's a great thing or any. I'm not admiring it. We're just reporting that you are seeing her risking her life by doing this.
Oh yeah, but it could pay off in the end. But if they were really smart, there's not a ton of money to be made in videos these days.
Well.
It's not like the Pam and Tommy tape that took the world by storm and sold like millions of dollars worth of copies. I'm looking at it on my phone for free. It's not like I paid for it.
Well, let me ask you this. As you're watching this woman risk her life
for the titillation.
For titillation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there any part of you that it admires what she's doing or it's just stupid?
Yeah. Is it ill thought out? Probably. But
never thought, hey, what I'm doing could get me killed. I don't think that
like I said, not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
No.
But also, in what I'm looking at now, I don't see any drone, camera footage. I mean, it might be a GoPro. It might be, a smaller button cam or something. But it's not like, I thought when you originally said the story, it was like an overhead zoomed in drone shot, which would be very creative and be a pretty good cinematography as well.
Mm.
You know?
All right.
Well, now that we got that,
I guess that's
now that we fleshed that out.
Yeah. Next story. Here's from, this is from Britain. They say a 7-hour flight that left from London turned around just 30 minutes into the flight the cause of, quote, smelly farts and a poop, end quote. They say it's, what?
I said they should be in this studio right now. Good thing Shelly's ways down the table.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not there. They say it's said that who smelt it dealt it, but in this case, everyone smelt it. It was so bad, an airplane was forced to make an emergency landing.
That is bad.
Yeah. The British Airways flight was traveling to Dubai, and they say that's when they got a, quote, horrible smell of poo. They thought it was coming from the toilet and later suspected it to be from just a person. And they actually did point out that they found a particular person. And I am not going to give this person's name because that's bad karma.
They probably got executed as soon as they landed.
It says the airline declined to give further details on the incident, and the poo culprit says some passengers on the plane said it was the worst smell they ever encountered in their lives. It smelled like a mixture of feces and death. It caused one woman to vomit into a sick bag.
That's nice.
And they said it was not air sickness. They said it was the horrible smell getting stronger and stronger in the plane, and everybody agreed the pilot made the right decision. They rescheduled for everybody to, you know, fly out that next day. And then, you know, I read that, and then I have this story about Ohio cops are on the hunt for the serial pooper. This has been going on for a while now. They say this guy's been defecating on vehicles, at least 20, they can prove, since 2012. They have one photograph of what they believe is the suspect. They say this guy is just running around crapping on cars everywhere. We're going to take a break. When we come back, well, we're going to be in the last segment of tonight's program, and I have, the last two stories I've saved for you this evening. It's the Dark 30 Hour, when we talk about the most outrageous and crazy and sordid and seedy stuff. If you want to hear what I've saved for the last stories of this show, stick around for these short messages. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I am Joshua Warren. It's the show The Unusual Becomes Personal on Speaking of Strange.
Now it's
we're in the final minutes of tonight's program, The Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And, yes, as far as I know, we are going to have brand new shows for you every Saturday, at least for the next month, which is great because we've had a lot of issues with ball games and travel and, you know, rescheduling for one reason or another. But keep tuning in for the next Saturday nights over the next month or so, and we'll do our best to entertain and inform you. And I want to make sure that you understand this program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And if you haven't ever called Wright's Coin Shop, I hope you'll do so. Call them at 828-298-5402. Talk to Shelley Wright. 828-298-5402. There's a link for you at speakingofstrange.com. And you'll also find a link to podcasts from past shows. And when you go to those podcasts, they're MP3s. They're free. You don't have to sign up or log in or any of that kind of stuff. You just download them and listen to them, or you can stream them and listen to them. We have years worth of great stuff there for you to enjoy. Now, being that this is the Dark 30 Hour, well, that means that I'm warning you right now, these are some stories that are not for the kids, not for the easily offended. It's more sordid and seedy stuff, and that's why we save it for late at night. Here is, amazingly enough, our only story tonight from St. Lucie. There we go. See how on the ball they are? Florida. A lonely man wanted to find a lady, so the 48-year-old man did what ladies like. The man walked around a Port St. Lucie shopping center exposing himself, quote, multiple times, according to the arrest affidavit. A witness told the police that she saw a man there in athletic shorts exposing himself. It says the man twice put his genitals out for her view in front of Target and for another witness in front of Babies R Us. It says, quote, each time he attempted to use a trash receptacle as cover for the act, he wants to find a lady, and they supposedly like when he does that. Quote, when a woman sees you masturbating, she thinks it is hot, he said.
Oh, well, in front of Babies R Us, at least you know they're loose.
There, maybe that's his way of committing. Like, you know, there's a long-term goal here.
He's letting them know that he's paternal.
And he said, oh, man. This is such a great quote. I can't use one word, but I think you can use your imagination. The man said, quote, I have been on this earth for 48 years, and I know what ladies want. Cold, hard, blank. And that last word starts with a D.
Ballin'.
Cold, hard, D, he said.
He is so mistaken.
Yeah, Shelley, the whole time she's like, no, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
I've never heard the word cold applied to that, but boy, it just, I don't know, it rings so true somewhere out there in the ether, doesn't it,
Sam?
Made
me chuckle.
I can't explain it.
Made me chuckle.
And here is our last story of the night. This comes to us from Madison, West Virginia. A 72-year-old man there has been arrested on felony charges of manufacturing and distributing homemade energy drinks. Now, you know, it's funny because on our last show, I was talking about drinking an energy drink I bought at the store called Cannabis. Mm-hmm. Well, this guy has been putting methamphetamine into his energy drinks. And so he got in trouble, and you think, oh, well, you know, it makes sense. He's been selling bottles to high school students and whatnot.
Probably effective.
Well, yeah, you would think, oh, it keeps you up. But here's the twist, okay? When they busted the guy, he confessed, not only has he been putting meth into them, he said, I also have peed in every batch, and I have blanked off in every batch.
You know what that is, Josh? That's drug abuse.
That, yeah, so he has been putting a lot of extra fluid in there.
Should not ruin perfectly good drugs.
And he thinks that is the magical formula, and I think that's it for this show. So I thank Brian Hall, Sam Steele, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!